This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَيَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise be to Allah, the most significant, most merciful, and I bear witness there is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah, Almighty Allah. And I bear witness that our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he is the last final messenger of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back again to our series talking about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a unique example for us when he used to deal with his wives and his family members inside his house. We will continue in the same topic with the mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha wa an abiha wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. May Allah be pleased with her and her father and all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just we will take one example. Sayyida Aisha narrated the hadith by herself. She said, I went with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one trip, in one mission, in one ghaza. Ghaza means, which is, it's not a big battle, but it's like a mission. A Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Bani al-Mustaliq. It was in the 6 year after migration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she said, when we arrive into Al-Bayda, Al-Bayda, which is the place that pilgrims start their ihram from it, which is they called Abyar Ali today. It was Dhul Hulayfa, and they changed the time of the place called Abyar Ali. And from Medina side, when you go to Mecca, you have to put your ihram on from that particular place, which is Al-Bayda or Dhul Hulayfa or Abyar Ali, all these names for one place. You know, when they came back from Bani al-Mustaliq, from the mission, and they spent the night in this area, and Sayyida Aisha, she lost her necklace. Just I really need to think about this, the whole situation. You went on a trip with your wife, and you have some friends, you have some employees, you are the owner of the company or the factory, and you have some people with you. And this is the situation of Habibuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the in charge person, he is the leader, and his wife with him. And her necklace, you know, she lost her necklace. If me or you, we will say, just remain silent. People are waiting, you know, subhanallah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi. He taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have mercy and to be kind and to be nice toward your wives. This is the point that we need to just when we try to imagine, subhanallah, how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, hold back the entire army for what? For a necklace for his wife. And the other narration said it was belongs to her sister As-Sayyida Asma, and she borrowed her necklace, you know, just to beautify herself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even it wasn't her necklace, but the time, this is the good time to learn and to listen carefully to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he will act with the situation. And just we need to learn, and we claim that we follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is it true? Just learn. You know, if you have the same situation at least you will neglect, you know, your wife request. You will tell her, you know, don't make me down because the people are waiting. The employees are waiting. You know, my partners, subhanAllah, we are not much better than our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he hold back the whole armies. And he by himself was searching for the necklace of his wife, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he told the companions, search for the necklace of my wife. Can you imagine that? Anyway, they did search, but they couldn't find the necklace. And the companions complained to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. They went to her father and said, Abu Bakr, what's going on? Look at your daughter, what she did. She hold the whole army because Rasulullah don't like to break her heart. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr came to his daughter. You know his daughter. And he came to her and said, what did you do, Aisha? And Rasulullah was sleeping in her lap. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr tried to hit her in her side. And she said, I did not move my leg because Rasulullah was sleeping on my lap. And after a while, Rasulullah wake up. And what happened after that? To see when you really have good intention to treat your family members with the kindness, trust me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste your effort. Allah will make you happy in the end. And this, when we look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the entire ummah, it's not for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or for the companions in his time or for As-Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha wa ardaha, the mother of believers, but for the entire ummah until the day of judgment. And this is why Sayyiduna Usayyid ibn Hudayr, he said, ma hadhihi awwalu barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakr. This is not the first blessing came from you, O family of Abi Bakr. What happened? Guess what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why the companions were complaining that Sayyida Aisha hold back the whole army? Because they did not have wudu, and they did not have a water to make wudu ablution. And Allah sent Gabriel, peace be upon him, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the verse of Tayammum. The verse of Tayammum in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the chapter of the table of the food. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you have a circumstance and you do not have ablution, you do not have a water to make ablution, you have the other option to hit the ground twice and wipe your face and wipe your arms, and you will be ready to pray. And the verse was revealed in that circumstance, in that time. And this is, when we look at the situation in the beginning, Sayyida Aisha, she hold the entire army. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want to break her heart, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse of Tayammum. And we are dealing with the verse of Tayammum until today. And it will remain until the day of judgment. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you really have intention to make your wife happy, to make your children happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you happy. Allah will find the solution for your problems. Allah will resolve your problems. And just, we need to pay attention for that. And inshallah, we will continue in the same topic for next time, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't like to hold you back. You know, I'm not our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, but just to give you a hint, please change your mind and change your way of life. When you used to disrespect your wife or your family members, please switch it. Wallahi, you will find a big positive thing in your life. Just one word. Start the first step, and they will respond to you, oh my brothers. Your wife, your daughter, your mom will respond back to you more than what you expected from their side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all of us correct path, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all of us for the obedience, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this worldly life, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all of us with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Allahumma ameen. Nas'aluka ya Allahu ya wahidu ya ahad ya fardu ya samad يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. نسألك ألا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل صالح مبرور وتجارة لن تبور وقر أعيننا في جميع الأمور برحمتك يا رحيم يا غفور. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وجزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.